A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 3, verses 13 to 19. Jesus went up into the hills and summoned those he wanted. So they came to him, and he appointed 12. They were to be his companions and to be sent out to preach, with power to cast out demons. And so he appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, or sons of thunder. Then Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, the man who was to betray him. And this is the gospel, the good news of our God. Recently, when I was teaching at our local prison, I became rather aware that in order for the inmates to take their rehabilitation seriously, because that's why I'm there, they needed to have a sense of meaning and purpose in their lives and to know who they really are if they are to change their behaviour. Now, as I reflected on my experience of working with these men, I felt it was a call for me and a call for them. A call to respect them as I speak their name, a call not to judge, rather to be a companion on their journey towards healing. And for them, the call was, well, probably to trust me and to know that I am there for them, calling them by name, and that everything I do is as a companion for their healing and well-being. And you know, this I experience as a very privileged form for preaching. A very privileged forum for preaching. In reflecting on today's gospel, this sense of meaning and companionship are very strong components of call. Jesus calls his disciples by name, and he calls us as disciples by name and for a reason. The reason is very beautiful, as told to us by Mark. They are called first and foremost to be companions of Jesus, then to go out and preach and to heal. What could be more Dominican, more gospel than that? Let's listen once again to the words, Jesus summoned those he wanted. They were to be his companions and to be sent out to preach, with power to cast out demons. What does it mean to be a companion? I think to companion someone requires that we be fully present, that we stand in solidarity no matter what aspects of the other's personality we may not understand. In today's world, there are many different ways we can be companions. Looking at the horrendous pictures of the results of the earthquake in Haiti, I must admit I ask myself, how can I stand in solidarity with these people? So important that we be aware of the plight of others if we are to offer support, support they desperately need. And we need to do more than pray for people. Jesus went up the mountain to pray to his Abba, and then he called his companions by name and gave them a mission. Do I hear Jesus call me by name and give me a mission? When we call another by name, somehow we create a relationship which involves trust, a mutual, well, transparency. I must admit I love it when my young people, nieces and nephews, call me affectionately by name. I recognize their love and their respect and trust. And although we don't hear the names of women very often in the gospel, I think Jesus had other ways of letting the women know they were being called. Jesus, being a man of his culture, and with the writer Mark being immersed in the culture of his day, the women, sadly, were in a sense nameless. Women today have to place their own names in the story as disciples, knowing that is what Jesus would want. The other reflection I had on Jesus calling us to be companions is that the word companion means the one with whom we break bread. The companions of Jesus were indeed the ones with whom he broke bread, the bread of their lives. Just the other day we read in the Gospel Jesus reminding his disciples that in his time David went into the house of God and ate the loaves of offering which only the priests were allowed to eat. And then he gave some to his hungry companions who were with him. Jesus too found ways of breaking through the law to feed the hungry, to be a companion on the journey. The disciples were the ones to whom Jesus gave the bread of his body at the Last Supper. And there are many stories, many miracles of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with bread, feeding the hungry, caring for the brokenhearted. And so perhaps today, as we begin this new decade, we might ask ourselves, how do I give the bread of my body, to those I companion on the journey? Blessings on your day and on this new decade.